Blog Talk Radio.
Our destiny is greatness, people. Why?
Because God did it.
Come on with it.
Talk to him.
Hey, Nick and E in the building.
You know why they yawning, Talk to him.
Come on, E.
Get them out the way.
Come on.
Hey, God, where about that?
We loosen the full face.
Lathoric.
It's happening. Colossal! Our destiny is greatness.
Talk to him.
Come on.
Here we go.
Good morning!
This is Nick and Eric in the morning. My name is Nick, obviously. And we are...
Bro, far away, bro. He can't hear you. E. Yo, E.
Good morning!
Yeah, he is.
Damn!
All right. This is the last time I'm doing it. I think we got everything figured out. And this is Switch Week, people. Thanks for that reminder, Nick. I was on the wrong phone. I'm glad you said that. And now I'm on the right phone, and we're ready to go. This is Switch Week on Nick and Eric in the morning. This is Motivational Monday. I'm hype. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. You know, it's my favorite day of the week. It's Motivational Monday. I'm hype. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Shout out to the Eagles. You know what's coming. You know what's coming. Shout out to the Eagles. Carson Wentz.
You know,
my God.
You know something? I said it's got to be really annoying if we have any Cowboys, Redskins, or Giants fans on our show that listen. They would have to be so sick of our constant shout outs to the Eagles, especially right now.
Well, not if they live in Philadelphia. They ought to be used to it. That's what they ought to be. And I hope we got some Steelers fans listening in this morning. Sorry. I'm not sorry. Okay? You deserve what we gave you yesterday. You deserved it. You came in Philadelphia. You had your heads high. Had your confidence high. Well, we got all that. We took it all. We took it all. We left. We made you leave and ride home with your head down and your confidence low, because that's what we do here in Philly. Don't come here thinking you're going to win the Super Bowl playing like you played. No.
Yeah.
We ain't having it.
Yeah. That's it's a lot of ways to describe what happened yesterday. Some of my seasoned saints will call it a good old shellacking.
That's right.
Some of my other seasoned saints would say that we beat your head or cut your head to the white meat.
Lord Jesus.
Some of my other seasoned saints would say that we just took you out. This might be my favorite. We took you out to the woodshed. Now, what that means is that we took you out, you know, like, back in the day, they used to live in a barn or a hut or a shack or something like that. And then there would be a little house, a little outhouse, if you will, or a little house in the back, like disconnected to the main house. And it was a house that you took someone so that you could just beat the hell out of them where nobody could see it. So we just took the Steelers. We took you out to the woodshed and took care of our business.
Took you
out to the woodshed.
That's what it is.
It's Motivational Monday. It's Switch Week, bro. This is a surprise Switch Week. We're talking about desire today. That's what we're talking about. I want to apologize for not scheduling the show, bro. I didn't know what happened. I don't know why I did that. But you have to schedule the show on Blog Talk Radio. But we got it all figured out. And today, It's going to be good. Switch week. Surprise switch week. Surprise, I'm Nick. Okay. This is a surprise switch week. And we're doing a quote today from a man who Nick and I have been following for a few years. I've been following him for quite a while. It's funny. I ran into Nick, and he already knew about him, and I was going to put Nick on to him. This was years ago. But, Nick, if you want to bring them up to speed on who Eric Thomas is, you can do that.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Eric Thomas is, in my opinion, the greatest motivational speaker that lives today, in my opinion. Nonetheless, he is a motivational speaker. His story is phenomenal. You know, he was homeless, in and out of the jail system, in and out of you know, failure from school, dropping out. His father didn't go past the 12th grade or even middle school. He didn't go past 12 years old, I think. And so he had a rough time coming up, but he fought through all of that, and he's actually going back now to get his doctorate. So he has an amazing story, and he has an even better ability to motivate. And so this morning we've chosen his quote, and it's an amazing quote. It's a quote that we've referenced before on the show, and so we're going to go ahead and get started. You rap, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what it is, baby. Motivational Monday starts now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, so a quote by Eric Thomas, it reads, "When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you will be successful." Read one more time. "When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you will be successful." Now we're talking about desire today. We're talking about desire today. And I remember when I was in college, I was a sophomore, and I did a motivational speech at my high school. And this desire, this was one of the four D's that I gave them. And I want to bring it back up here this morning. Desire. This desire is extremely important when we're talking about success, when we're talking about being successful, when we're talking about a willingness to work, a willingness to grind, a willingness to dedicate yourself to one's craft, one's career, a concept, whatever it is. Desire is a key party. And the reason why it's a key party is because the cliche statement, when you're doing what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Now, the reason why that statement is accurate is because when you're doing what you love, it doesn't feel like work. Like when I'm studying my text and when I'm writing a sermon, like, I can do that all day long. No food, no break. I don't need coffee. I don't need anything. I don't need anything to wake me up when I'm doing my sermon. Like, I'm just focused up. I'm locked in. Like, there's nothing that I need to get me to pay attention to details, to keep my thought. Like, I am locked in. But that's because my desire to be successful in that realm, my desire to have an impact, to save a soul, is so rich. It's so authentic that I don't need anything else to help me. And what we're talking about today is having that desire, but on top of having that desire to do what you want to do what you want to be successful with, it's got to be dangerous. It's got to be dangerous. It's one thing to just want ice cream. But when ice cream is all you want and you don't care about nothing else, now that gets dangerous. So this morning, we're influencing everyone to have a dangerous desire. Well, Nick, what do you mean by dangerous? What I mean by dangerous is having a desire that is as bad as you wanting to breathe. Well, how do you do that? Let me tell you how. when Eric Thomas was referencing this great quote, he referenced a story where a young cat was going out into the water. He had his trainer with him, and he told him he wanted to be successful. He took him out into the water. He made him come all the way out till he was neck high. He grabbed him. He put him under the water. Boy started kicking. He started scratching. And then finally the trainer let him up because he was drowning. And he said, "Man, what are you doing? Are you trying to kill me?" And he said, "That's how bad you have to work. That's how bad you've got to want it to be successful." And what he's saying is when you got SOB, shortness of breath, is what ET refers to. You're not thinking about everybody else's opinion. You're not thinking about all the stuff you've been through. You're not thinking about all the stuff that is up against you. All you care about in that specific moment that you're in is trying to breathe. And that's got to be the dangerous desire that you live with. When you're living for your greatness, when you're living and you're focused on your future, you're focused on your goal, you've got to only care about that goal every single day. You can't be worried about all the stuff coming up against you. You can't be worried about the no's. You can't be worried about the failures. You've got to be focused, and you've got to have a dangerous desire that says, "I know I failed. I know I've done wrong, but that doesn't matter today. In fact, that made me who I am today, and because I went through that, I am ready for this." But you got to say, "I was made for this." And my dangerous desire and my willingness to go through what I've been through says that today I'm going to attack my day better than I ever have before. That today I'm going to have that most dangerous desire to be successful. And that's what ET's talking about. You have to have that dangerous desire. You have to have that indefatigable mindset that I'm going to chase. I'm going to race faster. I'm going to grab this goal, this success story. I'm going to reach this destination. I'm going to follow my passion and do so with a dangerous desire. You've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. Now, everybody doesn't have asthma, and not everybody has been in the swimming pool drowning. But everybody has been scared before, and you know that feeling where you get scared, and all of a sudden you grab your heart or your chest, you take that deep breath. It's like, and all of a sudden it's like you're so scared, like you kind of like lose your breath, like in that quick second. You just kind of just lose your breath, and then you just, you scared me. I don't. Why'd you sneak up on me like that? Why'd you do me like that? ET saying, it's no time to let your destiny scare you. It's no time to let your future sneak up on you. No. You see, when you want it as bad as you want to breathe, can't nothing scare you. Can't nothing sneak up on you because you're preparing for this. Your dangerous desire says, "I'm ready for this. I got my mind made up that this is what I'm going to do. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how hard it's going to be because my desire is so dangerous that I'm willing to step out and go into the fire. I'm willing to go out on the water on faith. I'm willing to do all the things I need to do because my desire is dangerous." I'm getting out of the way. How bad do you want it? You've got to want it as bad as you're going to breathe. The last thing, and I'm out. I'm moving out the way. This is it. I'm getting out the way. Listen.
Yep.
Here's the point. The point is, this desire that you're chasing, you've got to be able, let me see how I'm going to word this. This desire that you're chasing, you've got to feel like you can't live without it. You've got to feel like you can't live without it. Because you see, this thing called breath, this thing called oxygen, you can't live without it. And so you've got to chase this desire, and you've
you've got to get this oxygen. Like, if you don't get it, you're going to die. You've got to say, listen, I know you're telling me right now I ain't ready. I know you're telling me right now I can't have it. But you see, you don't understand. I can't live without this. This is my life. If I can't do it on my own, then I'm going to go get this breath somewhere else. I'm going to get me a breathing tube. I'm going to get me something that's going to help me live with this, because I can't live without this. That's a dangerous desire. And that's the mindset you got to have. That's I'm getting out the way. Go ahead, killing me.
No. Nah, man. Nah, that was awesome, though. That was absolutely awesome. Now, you touched on what I wanted to start with when you were closing, actually. I wanted to start my segment, bro, by saying simply that you have to want the fulfillment of your dreams as bad as you want to be here.
Mm.
And it's that simple. It comes down to nothing else. How bad do you have to want it? You have to want it as bad as you want to live. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I got to be transparent. If you told me I would never be a father, I mean, I might be heartbroken for a little while, but I'll get over it. If you told me that I would never be married, I might be heartbroken for a little while, but eventually I'll get over it. And the reason I'll get over those things is because I've got the one thing I want more than anything. And if you told me that I might have to have a leg amputated, if you told me that I might have to deal with some kind of debilitating disease or demobilizing disease, I will be heartbroken for a little while, but you know what? I'll get over it. But if you told me that I had to live and breathe and walk and move on this earth and I could never step on that stage again, then I honestly don't know if I would want to be here. I don't know if I would want to be here, because I'm at the point where I want it as bad as I want to breathe. And you have to want it as bad as you want to live. Living is succeeding. And this is how the people think. It sounds harsh. It sounds rash. It sounds like what Nick called a dangerous desire. But this is how these people think. This is how the most successful of the most successful of the most successful function and think. This is how they think. They think that, listen, my desire to be better than everybody else, my desire to be great, is the premier desire that I have. Sleeping, eating, all these things that people call needs, no, those aren't needs. I can be hungry. I can be sleepless. I can be without a leg. I can be without a wife. I can be without children. But I can't be without my success. I can't be without it. I'm talking about dangerous. I'm talking about wanting it so bad that if you get in my way, you better move. Because there's no way that I will not run over anybody or anything. No, I'm going to get back to that. I'm going to get back to that point that I kind of just brought up in a second. But real quick, I want to say a few things about the concept of breathing. Now, breathing is something that you don't think about until you can't do it. Okay? You're talking about wanting something as bad as you want to breathe, but you don't necessarily want to breathe. I mean, you want to breathe, but you kind of just need to breathe. You kind of just know that you're breathing.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, you kind of just know that you're breathing. Like you live every day. And from the second you wake up to the second you go to sleep, you're breathing. Not once did you think about breathing. Not once did you say, you know what, today I'm going to breathe. I'm going to go after this breathing thing today. I'm really going to do the best I can to breathe today. No, that's not how it is. From the second you wake up, you're breathing. And, I mean, I don't know why I said from the second you wake up. I mean, while you're sleeping, you breathe. But
I was going to say, I think we breathe when we sleep. I just
Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah, we do. My point is that you don't think about air until it's gone. And you have to desire to accomplish your dreams so much that your work ethic becomes so intense that it is not a deliberate action. You know, you have to reach for success and pull for success and strive for success so much that eventually you do it unconsciously. This is how bad you have to want success. You have to not need for more success until you see people taking it from you. When you finally realize something's going wrong, when you get to your most desperate actions, is when you realize, hold up, I'm being shortchanged here. I can't breathe right now. Wait a sec. I need something that I'm not getting. But otherwise, you don't even think about it. You do it while you sleep. You do it from the second you wake up to the second you lay down. Now, this is a second that you need to sit back and just think, just how do I get my oxygen? Okay? Do I get my oxygen from someone else? Do I get my oxygen during a specific point of the day, or am I always thinking about oxygen? Am I always consciously aiming for oxygen? I got to tell you, I want my success so bad that I found ways to strive for it when I'm doing everything else that I'm doing. No matter what I'm doing throughout the day, if you ask me how I'm reaching for my goals, I can tell you something that I'm doing at that very second. That's how bad I want it. And you don't want it bad enough until you're doing it that much, until you're thinking about it that much. Now, let me get back to this. Let me get back to this, and I'm out of here. And we're going to move on. We got segments.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Ray.
But I just want to say that you will do anything to breathe. You will do absolutely anything to breathe. And this is what people who are unsuccessful do not understand about you, is that you will simply do anything you can. You will sacrifice whatever you have to sacrifice. You will give up whatever it takes, because at the end of the day, you can't live if you aren't breathing. And you want to be here. So let me tell you this. I mean, whether you have to put on a dress to be in a movie, whether you have to do something that's not lining up with your moral code, or something that other people may look at as selling out, you will do it, because this is a dream that you've been chasing your entire life. So whatever it takes to cash in on your dream, I always say that success is not like playing the lottery. But then again, it is like playing the lottery, but it's just a lottery that you pay for. Your entire life, you are paying for this lottery that someday you're hoping that you can cash in on. And people don't understand why you work so hard. Well, listen, I paid for this thing. I've sacrificed for this, and that's why I'll do anything to get it. People like to make up phrases and words like obsessed and overachieving and overthinking, because those are words to describe people who they don't know how to describe. People who, in their mind, are just doing a little too much, sacrificing a little too much, who are just a little too obsessed. But you know what? You've got to be out there. You've got to be out there. You've got to be wired differently. I saw a quote one day online that said, you've got to be odd to be number one.
Mm, that's good.
You cannot think normally. You have to think until it's unconscious. You have to strive until you're experiencing a natural unnaturalness, until you're in the twilight zone, until you are simply going through motions day by day that people don't understand. And until you know exactly what I mean when I'm saying this, you don't want it bad enough. And that's what I got, bro. That's why I just had to snap one time. My computer just
you got to be odd to be number one. It's too good.
That's very good. That's very, very good.
It's so true on so many different levels.
Yeah. You can't be normal. You can't.
Everybody's not going to understand you.
No.
You know, everybody's not going to agree with your method of grind. You can't be worried about them. You just got to accept the fact that you are, that number one is I. That's good.
That's it. All right, bro. No, I'm trying to get this together. Remember, I'm Nick, okay? So I think what Nick does is, first of all, he gives you this is the word or phrase that will last you 7 days. All right.
Okay.
Now, I think I chose a word that, this is a simple word. Many of you know this word. This is not some German, Latin, foreign word. It's an American word. It's something a lot of people use every day. But it's timely. It's a timely word. There are still a lot of people who don't know what this word means. And I believe that if we are to elect a certain man to president, then this is kind of what we'll see.
This is not
a good word, but the word or phrase that will last you 7 days is plutocracy.
Plutocracy. Come on here, E. Come on.
Plutocracy. Plutocracy is spelled P-L-U-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y. Simple word. Plutocracy. A plutocracy is defined as the rule or power of wealth, of the wealthy.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. The second definition of a plutocracy is a government or state in which the wealthy class rules. That's a plutocracy. That's a plutocracy. Right.
Man,
yeah.
That's a quality word, bro.
Yeah,
that's a quality word.
Yeah.
You use that in a sentence for us, bro.
Use it in a sentence?
Yes, sir.
The beneficiaries of the plutocracy were able to prohibit the others from voting based on their financial status.
Ooh, this is quality. Plutocracy, people, don't let it become that. Get out. Vote. Democrat. I didn't say that. I didn't mean to say the Democrat. I was thinking about what party I was.
And anytime, I mean, this is obvious, but I guess this is for the young people listening. But any word that ends in C-R-A-C-Y is kind of a state or kind of a government, if you think about it. Like
mm-hmm.
a plutocracy, a democracy. A meritocracy, all these things are kind of ways that lands are governed or ways that states or countries are governed. And a plutocracy is simply one that is governed by money or by wealth and power.
An idiocracy is one that's governed by an idiot.
Yeah. Now, next I've got for you the title of this, along the line somewhere. Talk to a post-it or tweet of the week. This is by a gentleman named Rock Christopher. I don't know who the hell Rock Christopher is.
You gotta chill.
But Rock Christopher follows Nick and Eric on Twitter. So I'm going to tweet Rock Christopher and tell him that we're shouting him out.
Thank you, Rock Christopher. I appreciate you for posting this, I guess. He posted a quote by Amy, I think the name is, whatever. The quote is, "Some of my biggest mistakes have been my biggest blessings."
Ooh.
Some of my biggest mistakes have been my biggest blessings.
He better preach it. He better preach
it. And that leads us right into our scripture of the week. Now, our scripture of the week is coming from Psalms 116, 1 and 2. Now, this is just really just a scripture, honestly, that I think about personally from time to time. One of my go-to scriptures. It simply says, "I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications."
That's right.
"Because He has inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live."
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. That's
all right, bro. All right, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, tomorrow on Topic Tuesday, we're talking about, I have no idea what we're talking about yet, so you better stay tuned. I'm going to hit y'all with a question, though, on Facebook. So y'all go ahead in there and y'all post your opinion on whatever question that I post about whatever topic that I choose, because I'm Eric. And I'm choosing the topic this week, Topic Tuesday. And I'm going to post a question, some question that's crazy. That's probably going to make my preaching people and preaching mentors and partners raise their eye, like, what's this boy up to? But we'll see. We'll see. So stay tuned to the Facebook. I got no idea what I'm going to talk about.
I've got an idea that you'll know at least by noon today. That's what I'm going to predict.
All right.
But I'm excited to see the question on your Facebook, because I'll tell you this, your Facebook friends are a lot more active than mine. Facebook friends don't care when I ask questions. Nobody says anything. But your Facebook people are going to respond.
That's why it gets dangerous. It gets dangerous. this topic choice gets dangerous.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is, people. That was Switch Week Motivational Monday. I think it was okay. I think we did pretty well.
It was stupendous.
Hey, I'm so happy. I tried my best. I did what I could. And I'm excited for another Switch Week that is coming up. Stay tuned for that in about a month. That's right. We've got about
Don't forget,
a month left
Worship
here.
Wednesday this Wednesday.
That's right. Worship Wednesday. That's right. Now, if you have not taken anything Motivational Monday, then you do not want it bad enough. I'm just going to say it like that.
I like that.
But I love you. But I love you anyway. I love you anyway. And we're glad you tuned in. I really, really appreciate y'all tuning in. Now, know this, that your destiny is greatness. Not because of me, not because of E, who is the fantasy football champion, unlike myself, Nick. Not because of anyone. Not because of anyone. Your destiny is greatness. Why, E?
Because God did it, people. God did it.
Yo, you get on my nerves. Your destiny is greatness because God did it. That's what I'm talking about. I'll holla.
You got it. Peace.